appear before Tommy and make him a partaker of the knowledge of this realm known as Tam.
So when the governors were being called, I could see that arch that I seen last week. Only instead of the rune, it has a moon, crescent moon. And it's a waxing moon. And the arch is very silver. It's kind of glowing in its night. And there's kind of trees or something behind us that are completely silhouetted. And it's like I'm holding like a flashlight, or that the arch itself is giving off light, but I can kind of see into a field behind it. And there seems to be, it's like a scarecrow, but it's old. It hasn't aged well. It's falling apart. The head's kind of gone. It's on the ground. And you can just see like the cross underneath it that looks exactly like it's made out of two brush poles. There's quite smooth ends and round it. The sticks, the cross. So it's like looking into the field as if you have the headlights of the car, of a car behind you. It's that kind of, the light is along the grass at the bottom and you can't really see past the horizon. It's all dark, but there's a vague outline of a dip in the field going down. So it appears this is somewhat the same field I've been in before, but at a different time, but the arch is different, so perhaps not. So I'm just going to keep walking into the field. And as I go down the hill or the dip, the light kind of goes away, but my eyes adjust more to the dark. And it's a big square field surrounded by, a rectangular field surrounded by trees. Lots of trees. There's a huge big tractor tire in the middle of the field. Like huge. Like it's too big. I'm gonna put my hand on it. It's quite rough. And there's kind of a sense that it's going to be used for like a fire, a bonfire, for some sort of festival or some sort of dance or some sort of celebration or ritual or something. That is the beginning of collecting wood or collecting fuel for that fire. And I noticed I assume the horned god is coming out from the trees, but he's completely in white. He's usually in black, and he's a skull, animal skull face, but it has like the whole thing, he's in white. He has a staff, and the staff is like a trident, only with two, so a dident, but it's bent forward. It's a bit like a rake with only two prongs. So I start walking towards him. And he walks into the forest. And it's getting a bit fast now, walking through the forest. He's holding my hand. He's become a bit more human. He's like a young man. But I still can't see his face properly. But it's just, I can see the white of his cloak or his clothes and a bit of his hand. Getting a kind of a feeling of he's like a knight. He's got some sort of armor on. And he's fighting a dragon. The dragon is kind of, I suppose it's armor, but it's not. It's like being, as he's been replaced with metal in places, like some sort of, but like not very technically advanced, not like a cyborg dragon. It's like just bits of them have been mended with metal. And the night guy has a shield and a sword. The dragon is huge. and just kind of stop and are looking at each other. The warrior looking straight up. Dragon, it spreads out its wings. It is huge. The warrior kind of drops his sword and his shield and just goes limp and falls down flat and is, like I assume, dead. The dragon flies off. And I go over to the body. I turn it over and it's already like a skull or skeleton. Bits of rotten flesh on it, but it's old. Kind of his body sinks. Like deflates. It's like the clothes deflate. Like, but his hand is kind of pointing. Like his skeleton hand is up and it's kind of pointing, so I'm gonna walk in that direction. But I take a sword. And I take a shield, but I notice that the sword's in my left hand and shield's in my right hand, which is the opposite of what he was doing. I'm kind of surrounded by, I don't know, indigenous people of the forest. And they're all just standing there looking at me. Their tribal clothes with spears. And it's kind of, the idea is that this is like a cliche, this is what you would expect to be here. And that's why it's here. But there's really only one of them. And there's an upside down bird. Everything's upside down. And there's a sick man in the bed, and there's a woman kind of looking after him. And just kind of random shapes. And the sun's setting. But it's a man's face that's setting over the sun and the horizon. And then there's lots of babies kind of floating around. And I said that this is not the case. That this is a lie. And there's someone walking towards me. Some very old. It's kind of, the hairs in the back of my neck are standing up, getting shivers. It's very odd. There's a hum in my ears. My entire body changed. It's like it's electrified. And he just says, just beware. And be aware. And it's moving away from me. Fuck, yeah. Woo. That's it. That was fucking intense.